I'm Justin Widerski, and this is Earth 52, Episode 2. Hey, welcome to Earth 52, I'm Justin, and today I will be reviewing both the V for Vendetta book and the V for Vendetta movie. The V for Vendetta book was written by Alan Moore and with art by David Lloyd. The movie was directed by James McTeague and starred Natalie Portman and Hugo Weaving. Alright, let's get started. The V for Vendetta book was excellent. The art was good. The writing was good. Well, not good, it was awesome. It was amazing. The depth of the characters, the dialogue, all that stuff was great. It's an instant classic. Everybody's right when they say that this is a good book and that you should read it because it's just so deep. It's a thick read, yes, and it took me a while to get through it. But it's definitely worth the time. It's every moment, well, not every moment, most of the moments are excellent, and the book and the movie together just are awesome. I think this book should be taught in high schools. It's so deep, there's so many themes. It shows, you know, the struggle between order, chaos, government, and the people, everything, and it just, it's so deep. It's, you know, it's, in my opinion, it's better than To Kill a Mockingbird or Romeo and Juliet. It's, in fact, if this was a novel, like an actual novel, I think it would suck because the pictures just add so much to this story. Well, anyways, that's never going to happen because our education system sucks, but oh well. Let's see, the art was good, yes, but I did have a problem with the similar look between the supporting characters. Then again, that's also something I had problems with in the story itself. Sometimes when I'd be reading the scene, I'd be like, wait, who's this guy? And then I have to go back and look it up, and I can't imagine reading this as the issues are coming out, because you'd have to go back and read every single issue over and over and over again, so you could remember what the supporting characters were doing, and what they did, and all that stuff. So, I don't know. I was a little bit disappointed with V's death. One bullet wound to the chest, and he's gone. He walked a while, but I don't know, I was a little disappointed. I'm glad they put a lot more drama in the movie with that scene, because I just think that it should have been more dramatic in the book. I mean, this is V, the main character, well, not the main character, one of the main characters, and you shoot him down with one bullet. I mean, the whole thing was that ideals are bulletproof, and behind that mask, there is not a man. There is an idea. Well, I guess not one bullet, it's multiple bullets, but even so, it's one guy with one gun, and it just, in the movie, you had, you know, 10 guys shooting the living crap out of him. Just, oh, man, it was awesome, the special effects of that scene, just slow motion, V taking down every single one of them, what I approximate would be 15 seconds. And just going up to Creedy, and Creedy shooting him, he's like, why won't you die? And then a dramatic mini monologue that he has is really, really, really good. Another problem I have with the art, David Lloyd, in my opinion, can't draw explosions well. I mean, you've got two panels for the last explosion, neither of which, in my opinion, are dramatic enough. And, I don't know, even the 1812 Overture explosion, which was excellent, was kind of disappointing. It was good. It had the flames, but it just didn't have that, you know, explosion factor. It more seemed like everything was set on fire at the same time. And that was a little disappointing. That's something, of course, that they fixed in the movie. If you've seen a trailer for the movie, you know that stuff gets blown up, and the special effects of the explosions were amazing, top of the art. Just to see Big Ben and the Parliament Building go down like that was just absolutely amazing. The special effects in the explosion, special effects of the fighting scenes, special effects of the fire, all that stuff was just amazing. And another thing I really liked is that the movie took shots from the book exactly. Like, there were four or five times I remember watching the movie, and then I see a shot, and I was like, oh my god, I remember that panel from the book. That's exactly what happened. I love when comic book adaptations do that. They take an exact panel, and they just put it into the movie. It's just so, so good. I love the character V. He's so cool. He's just an awesome guy. He's a, you know, a little violent, in my opinion. Well, I wouldn't want to be his friend or anything. But the amount of expression that he has, even with a mask on, is absolutely amazing. It's brilliant. Hugo Weaving did exactly the same thing. He put so much movement and emotion into his character. I mean, acting without a face is a particularly hard thing to do. And it's... sometimes I forgot that he couldn't move his face, that he was wearing a mask in both the book and the movie, because V was so animated, he was so... he had so much emotion, it was amazing. Well, of course the movie did have to cut down on some stuff, so they did take out a lot of the characters, which I thought was good, because that removed my whole problem with having trouble with the supporting characters. The scene that they put in to replace Gordon's arrest in the book by having him make a mockery of the leader and do that whole thing on the TV was a lot deeper than they made it in the book. I mean, in the book, he gets in trouble with the Gov, and they take him down. But in the movie, that's a lot more than that. It shows you what the media does in both V's world and in our world. They make a mockery of things. They distract us from the real issues in order to let the government do what it wants. And despite his activist feelings, he contributed to that. The people didn't take V as seriously anymore after they saw that. They all thought V was funny now. At least their opinions of him were slightly lightened, because as soon as you make a mockery of a serious subject, it's hardly a serious subject anymore. It's a lot less than that. It becomes something that's hard to take seriously, and I very much enjoyed the scene that they put in there. James McTeague did an excellent job with that. Natalie Portman was good. She was nowhere near as good as Hugo Weaving, in my opinion, but her acting was still top-notch, like she is in almost every movie she's in. What I thought was unusual is that they put a lot more emphasis on the 5th of November in the movie than they did in the book. In the book, it's mentioned in the beginning, it's mentioned in the end. In the movie, it's all the way through the movie. It's a lot of emphasis. Remember the 5th of November. And they make you remember the 5th of November. It's beaten into your head almost, especially in the beginning. Oh my god. Another thing I found, I was a little disappointed with, especially in the movie, was that they put the terrorist acts so close together, and that was... It should have been a little bit stretched out, because it was explosion that's straight to the television scene. It was still good, and I guess I can understand why they need to cut down on time, but I still think there should have been a little bit of time in between the two. Alright, well, let's see. I do love the fact that Alan Moore wrote a song for this story, and I've heard the song, and I will be playing it at the end of the podcast. And it's a good song. It's very deep, it's chaotic, It doesn't exactly have a rhythm, which fits V's character to a T. And it's interesting. It's a good song, and I'm pretty sure you'll like it. Well, let's see. Well, I don't think I have very much else to say. Fighting scene's good. Song good. Yeah. Overall, I give the book a B+. Sorry, no, I give the book an A-. I give the movie a B+. But together, I give them an A. Because I think you need to watch the book and then watch the movie. Because the movie does a good job of elaborating the themes that are important in the book. But the book does a good job of expanding on the universe and showing you every aspect and just elaborating on everything that's in the movie. You know, except for the special effects. Like, for instance, the fire-to-water metaphor, the reborn in fire for V and the reborn in water for Evie was something I didn't notice in the book, but as soon as they showed it in the movie, it was like, oh man, how did I miss that? Oh, dang it. So that was good. So I think together, you need to watch them. Watch the movie after you read the book, because that's the best way to do it. Just admit it's the best way to do it. Well, yeah, so that's the V for Vendetta podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. As I said, I will be playing the song, so don't be surprised if you don't hear the theme song when I'm done with this. So, see you in another podcast. Bye. They say that there's a broken light for every heart on Broadway. They say that life's a game and then they take the board away. They give you masks and costumes and an outline of the story. Then leave you all to improvise their vicious cabaret. In no longer pretty cities, there are fingers in the kitties. There are warrants, forms and chitties and a jackboot on the stair. Sex and death and human grinding, monochrome for one thing down. At least the trains are run on time, they don't go anywhere. Facing their responsibilities either on their backs or on their knees. There are ladies who just simply freeze and then are turned away. And the widows that refuse to cry be dressed in garter and bow tie, be taught to kick their legs up high in this vicious cabaret. At last the 1998 show, the ballet on the burning stage, the documentary scene upon the fractured screen, the dreadful poem scrawled upon the crumpled page. There's a policeman with an honest soul, but a scene whose head is on the pole. He grunts as he fills his briar bowl with a feeling of unease. He briskly frisks the torn remains, our fingerprints are crimson stains, and endeavors to ignore the chains that he walks into his knees. But his master in the dark nearby inspects the hands with brutal eye that have never brushed a lover's thigh but have squeezed a nation's throat. He hungers in his secret dreams, the harsh embrace of cruel machines. His lover is not what she seems, and she will not leave a note. At last, the 1998 show, the situation tragedy. Grand opera slick with soap, cliffhangers with no hope. The water coloring, the bloody gallery. There's a girl. Give way and the cars get eaten by the play. There's a murderer at the matinee. There are dead men in the aisles. The patrons and the actors draw out shelter if the show is through. And Cylon looks await the cue with a bosom as she smiles. At last in 1998 show, the torch song no one ever sings. The curfew chorus line, the comedy divine, the bulging eyes of puppets, strung by the string.